This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You've got to be part of the conversation. You know what? You got to know what other people think. Whether you want to or not, you got to know. Otherwise, you're just guessing at what they think. And then you can be easily accused of doing the same thing they're doing. You know, making ignorant statements, which is not uncommon for the left. I mean, I got so much stuff to jam in, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull it off. So I'm not even going to give out the phone number. I'm not going to do any of that stuff. I'm not even going to look at what people are sending me. I'm just going to have fun with this. This is just craziness. Right? Let me start off with the one that... There's a skew. What the heck is a skew? There's a school mural that depicts a warrior spearing Trump's decapitated head. Guess this is okay. San Diego Charter School is facing outrage and controversy over a mural painted on the school's property that depicts an Aztec warrior spearing President Trump's decapitated body head. Or bloody head, sorry. It just never stops, does it? No, seriously. The television station reports that a number of parents and residents said that the artwork was inappropriate, especially on school property. It was just not appropriate for our president. I know a lot of people disagree with him, but we have to pray for our leaders, one resident said. But there were also residents who admired the bloodied head of the president. Of course they do. It's San Diego. I'm not being mean, rude, or racist. I mean, it's got a very high illegal population. It's got a very large Hispanic population, very large Democrat population in some areas, of course. But again, I say the hypocrisy is a joke with these. They would not have accepted one-tenth of this kind of treatment of Obama. Not one. Seriously. Now, one person said, well, it looks really nice. I wish I knew who drew it. Exposed the violent vulgar artwork. It was covered in a tarp and blocked by a bus. We understand that there was a mural. Now, there's no way you paint something that large, that big, and nobody sees it happening. If that school can't keep somebody from drawing a mural that big, if they don't have proof of who did a mural that big on the side of their school, they can't keep your kid safe. Period. We understand that there was a mural painted at the event this past weekend that does not align with our school's philosophy of nonviolence, school district director Tommy Ramirez. We have been in communication with the artist who has agreed to modify the artwork to better align with the school's philosophy. However, a woman who identified herself as the artist said she has no intention of modifying the so-called artwork. Yeah, it ain't artwork. It looks like somebody took a hit of LSD and started drawing on a wall is what it looks like. Now, the artist took a picture, put it up, and said, hey, they can try to censor me, but this is it, guys. Now, I don't agree with it, and I agree with freedom of speech, but I'll tell you what, when it's this bad, this nasty. Look, if you want to go back 4 years and somebody had done this with Obama's head, first off, that person would probably be in handcuffs by now. That's number one. Secondly, I would be upset about it. It's not the place for it. Okay? It's not the right thing to do. Again, wishing somebody dead. And I have proof. I've been on the radio. I've done these stories. And I never, ever wished ill on President Obama. Does that make me better? Does that make me somebody who who cares more about equality, about doing the right thing? I'm just asking. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Trump signs an order to protect religious freedom and establishes a new White House faith initiative. About time. During the annual National Day of Prayer, which I was part of yesterday, the commemoration at the White House on Thursday, President Trump signed the latest executive order. It establishes a faith-based office, the White House Faith and Opportunity Initiative. He said it would focus on protecting religious freedom and ensuring that the faith-based and community organizations that form the bedrock of our society have strong advocates in the White House and throughout the federal government. Prayer has always been at the center of the American life. America is a nation of believers, and together we're strengthened by the power of prayer, said Mr. Trump. Now, in addition to making recommendations in the administration office, we'll also inform the administration of any failures of the executive branch to comply with religious liberty. Now, the initiative will be led by a newly appointed White House advisor to the group. This ought to be good. You know, even President Trump, sometimes these guys really don't get it. They don't get the depth of the religious beliefs and who they put there. I mean, if they put an atheist in charge of this, we're going to have a problem. The order also aims to ensure that faith-based organizations have equal access to government funding, equal rights to exercise their deeply held beliefs. We take this step because we know that in solving the many, 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 many problems and our great challenges, faith is more powerful than government. Nothing is more powerful than God, said Mr. Trump, which immediately you started hearing eyeballs pop all through the crowd, all the hardcore left socialists, because for them there's nothing, the only God for them is government and themselves. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like a 4th of July.
All right, everybody. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's what we need, a few more patriotic songs on this show. Seriously. And you know what? I may change up the music. More and more I think about it and some of the things that I've seen happen over the last few days. I am amazed. I shouldn't say I'm amazed. It solidifies the hypocrisy of the left. The things they've been saying, the things they do, the things they write, even on what's going on in my local community, it just solidifies what I've been saying. They're mentally out of control. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking about Trump signing the, you know, signing the order to protect religious freedom, which I very much appreciate. I know there's a lot of people out there, look, first of all, to my Christian friends, we are not suffering anywhere near the persecution they do in other countries. I mean, they're bulldozing churches in China, okay? People, Christians were being beheaded in Syria and other places. They still might be doing it, right? So are we being persecuted? Yes, but to a much lesser degree. But when will it get like that? You willing to allow us to get like China? Are you willing to allow us, or willing to allow the government to start bulldozing churches? Remember, Tim Kaine and the beloved Clinton, they both came out and said that they would force you to change your scripture. They would force you to think and do differently if you didn't do it voluntarily. In other words, they would rewrite God's law. They would rewrite God's scripture if we didn't comply. What were you willing to give up? I like to do a series of commercials. What's that company that does What's in Your Wallet? Maybe we should do one that says What's in Your Soul? What are you willing to fight for? What are you willing to do? Seriously. In addition to making recommendations to the administration, the office will also inform the administration of any failures of the executive branch to comply with religious liberty. Right? I wonder, you know, again, I would love to see what the breakdown of that is. You know, Donald Trump saying, can you imagine they're popping their eyeballs on the left because he says nothing, no one, nothing is more powerful than God, not the government. Remember the you know, before this country was started, unless you were a flat-out dictator, before this country was started, remember that the people believed, even you know, England and other places believed that there was a God, that God was involved, but that God gave the power to the king, and the king was supposed to use that power to rule justly. Yeah, that went over well. And when we came to this country, when our founding fathers got together, because of their love for Christ and their love for God and their love for country, the country that they were setting up, they were like, no, that's not how it works. Because I can give you four scriptures, I'm not going to get all religious on you, but I can give you four scriptures in particular that specifically tell us to hunt out and find the godly men, the godly women, to rule. Well, heathens aren't going to do that. What our founding fathers believed was the power came from God and went to the people. We are supposed to be governing ourselves, in essence. And the way we govern ourselves is my house is not another country of its own. But the way we govern ourselves is we come together, we elect people to watch over all of us, to protect us, to put the police in place, to put the military in place, to put the fire department in place, to do things that protect us for real. Now, make us more dependent on the government, but protect us. He went on to say that we take this step because we know that in solving the many, 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 many problems and our great challenges, faith is more powerful, and nothing is more powerful than God. I love that. Last year, the National Day of Prayer, the president signed a similar religious liberty executive order that would allow the IRS to opt not to enforce the Johnson Amendment. Well, with the guy at the head of the IRS, that doesn't mean anything. Now, the Johnson Amendment, if you don't know, prohibits nonprofits such as churches and charities from directly or indirectly engaging in political campaigns. Now, the order, which was based on one of Mr. Trump's campaign promises, also provided regulatory relief from the Obama requirements, such as the requirement that organizations provide contraceptive care, which was heavily debated in that Little Sisters of the Poor case. Remember them? Here's a religious organization, strictly adheres to, scripture. And Obama wasn't willing to give them a carve-out. Anybody. So much for protecting religious freedoms, right? Now, but why did it matter? See, here's the thing. If you don't, if you make it so anything goes, you can do anything you want to do, Hopefully the little sisters would have shut down. Somebody else would have taken their place. Somebody else that was more maybe Planned Parenthood friendly. In a proclamation released before the event, Mrs. Trump said on Thursday, "We join together to offer gratitude for our many blessings and to acknowledge our need for divine wisdom, guidance, and protection." Now, think about this alpha male, right? Think about this alpha male who doesn't want to rely on or believe that he needs help from anybody else. But he's willing to say it. Now, we'll see if he falls through with it. I don't know. But first and foremost, he's willing to say it. He's willing to make it a reality. He's willing to say that at least he believes that he needs the guidance. Okay. That went like boom, boom. Oh, God. All right. So, a singer was complaining. A singer complains that hotels only stock. You ready for this? White people's shampoo. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't know what white people's shampoo is. I know I'm not, like, into the fashion and stuff like that, but isn't shampoo for everybody? I know some are made for different kind of hairs or different kind of hair qualities. What?
I think there is a difference.
A Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter is on a mission to do something about white people's shampoo. We can't have it. It needs to be changed out in hotel bathrooms. What do you do? When you're checking in? Boy, you know, isn't that in and of itself racist? What do? You hit the bell for the bellhop and go, ding, ding. I'm sorry, we have a black person here. Could you run up and swap out the shampoo, please? Now, before we go any further to the story, it's important to understand that the word woke means. Right? It's got nothing to do with getting out of bed. Woke refers to raising awareness about social and racial injustice. Go grab a drink. Come on back. Any drink you prefer. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there we go. So, hey, Daniel.
We are back.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732 5562. Thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Here we go. I forgot. All right, look. Grace Alley flags. You've heard the commercials. I am telling you. Look, you're getting the flag for free, so it's not like I'm giving you your money back, right? But here's the deal. There are 3x5 flags that I have. They are totally embroidered, okay? And I know it's hard to see with the lights, whatever. But, see, you got, look at, see that? I mean, I know if you're listening on the radio, you can't see anything. But here's the deal. It's not printed. The stars are embroidered. The material, the stripes, they're embroidered. They're stitched together. It is such a well-made flag. I'm serious. So, you can get it by going on my website. You can get them by going to GraceAlley.com. That's GraceAlley.com. They are made in the U.S. of A. Right here in this country by American hands, American workers who have just got a bump in pay. And I'm always telling you to please, please, please support the U.S. Now, just send me an email. If you, that was good. If you got the app... I'm throwing stuff around. If you got our app, you can find it on Android or Apple. Don't get it now. You won't have enough time. But there's a way just to email me directly from the app. So here's the deal. I will take the 25th email I get. And you can send multiple emails. I don't care. The only agreement, listen up. You have to allow me to put your email in my email blast. You'll get an email from me once a week. I'm telling you. It's no big deal. These are Grace Alley flags, well-made, weighed in this country. And I will give one to the 25th email I get. All right? With the agreement that I can use your email address. All right, let's get back to it. Joe@therealside.com. Did I get that out? No, I didn't, right? Send the email to Joe. What do you listen to the show? No, I didn't think so. Joe@therealside.com. That's Joe@therealside.com. Okay. So we just heard about the Grammy-nominated singer who says that, you know, she's complaining that they only stock white people shampoo at the hotel. First off, Tammy brought up a good point during the break, which was she brings her own shampoo. I bring my own shampoo because I like my shampoo. Not special. It's actually a cheap shampoo. But it works for me. And I don't know what's in their shampoo. And I always feel like, I don't know, it just feels weird after I use their shampoo. Right? I mean, it's got perfume in it. It stinks. They have two bottles, one for shampoo and then one for conditioner, which screws up with my head because I can't tell the difference. I'd rather have them mixed together. So, again, the singer-songwriter is known as Halsey, I guess. Shows you how much I know, right? The other day, she posted a series of messages on social media lamenting the state of affairs regarding hair products provided in hotels and motels. She said, "I've been traveling for years now. It's been so frustrating that the hotel toiletry industry entirely alienates people of color." Ah, yes, the notorious hotel toiletry industry is actually going after people of color. I mean, they really focus it. You know, it used to be when you had issues like this, you'd simply, you would just let the hotel know you need something different. You'd now, whatever, know you needed something different. Do you have a different kind of shampoo or whatever? It's not like they go out of their way to target you. And putting it out on Twitter to your 9 million Twitter people, what does that do? Just show how powerful you are or something? Can we? Is that what we do now? We don't go to the manufacturer. We don't go to the airline directly first and say, "Hey, I have this problem. Can you work it out?" And then you can go hit it on Twitter. She says, "I can't use a perfumed, watered-down white people shampoo. Neither can 50% of your customers." Ms. Halsey's original tweet sparked an online debate that raged for several days. A number of critics wondered why, like I did, why the pop star couldn't just pack a bottle of her own shampoo. "I'm fortunate enough to be financially in a position to do so, but people of color traveling frequently for work or medical reasons might not. I'm just making a point, that's all." Well, what are you saying? Black people don't have money? You saying black people who work don't have any extra money to buy a little bottle of shampoo? I mean, are we serious? See, this is the same mindset that says you can't have voter ID cards because black people can't find a place to get an ID. Black people can't find a way to get an ID, even when they know there's one there. Isn't that crazy? Crazy way to think. Remember, 2050 emails, send as many as you want to, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you had the app on your phone, it is so simple, stupid, it's pathetic, but that's a story for another day. The controversy generated headlines across the nation, from the Washington Post to the New York Daily News. Big deal when you don't have the right shampoo in a hotel room, right? The 23-year-old said, "The problem is that people of color feel left out, not just hotels. I stayed in a psychiatric hospital." There you go. We don't have to go any further. Explains it all. "I stayed in a psychiatric hospital as a teenager, and they didn't have their hair products for me either. Most of the patients were people of color." Really? You seriously going to go there? So what are you saying, that there's more people of color that have psychiatric issues than white? God. "It's hard enough being in there as it is, but then you're going to feel ugly and dry and frizzy." "Y'all are missing the point," she tweeted. "And sincerely doubt good people who run La Quinta or Hampton Inns are conspiring to inconvenience hotel guests by stocking the bathrooms with generic shampoo. But just because you lather up with Pert or Vidal Sassoon doesn't necessarily make you a racist." Now, that's woke America. Well, yeah, you woke me to the fact that you're an interesting person. I'll leave it at that. I mean, seriously. We're doing it again. Let the corporate office know first. Do a little thing where you let the maybe they can keep extra. You want, or do you want them to stock? You know, there's no fix here. You want them to stock everything? And you really believe that half the people staying in a hotel are black? I don't know. I've never done the study. Federal judge accuses Mueller's team of lying and trying to target Trump. Come on, really? Don't accuse. Tell them they did. Federal judge on Friday harshly rebuked special counsel Robert Mueller's team during a hearing for ex-Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, suggesting they lied about the scope of the investigation and they're seeking to unfettered power and are more interested in bringing down the president. "You really don't care about Mr. Manafort," U.S. District Judge T.S. Ellis told the Mueller's team. "You really care about what information Mr. Manafort can give you to lead you to Mr. Trump." Further, Ellis demanded to see the unredacted scope memo, a document outlining the scope of Special Counsel Russia's probe. The hearing where Manafort's team fought to dismiss an 18-count indictment on tax and bank fraud-related charges took a confrontational turn as it was revealed that at least some of the information in the investigation derived from an earlier Justice Department probe in the U.S. Attorney's Office. Manafort's attorneys argued the special counsel does not have the power to indict him on the charges they have brought and seemed to find a sympathetic ear with Ellis. The Reagan-appointed judge asked Mueller's team where they got the authority to indict Manafort on alleged crimes as far back as 2005. God bless that judge for finally opening his mouth. Special counsel argues that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein granted them broad authority in his May 2017 letter appointing Mueller to his investigation. But after revelation the team is using information from earlier DOJ probe, Ellis said that the information did not arise out of the special counsel probe and therefore may not be within the scope of that investigation. Go get them. They just want carte blanche. I told you, it's not equality they want. They want total power. See, Donald Trump scares them because he's taking that total power away. He wants, oh my God, he wants to give the power back to the people. That's unheard of. We can't do that. People are too stupid to know what to do with themselves. Judge says, we don't want anyone with unfettered power. Mueller's team says its authorities are laid out in the documents, including the August 2017 scope memo, that some powers are actually secret because they involve ongoing investigations of national security that can't be publicly disclosed. Ellis seemed amused, but not persuaded. He summed up the argument of the special counsel office as, we said this is what the investigation was about, but we're not bound by it, and we were lying. He referenced a common exclamation from the NFL announcer saying, come on, man. Trump himself drew attention to the judge's comments late Friday afternoon during an NRA convention in Texas. It's a witch hunt, he said, and I love fighting these battles. And he does. You know, I'll tell you what, if a guy's got the resources, if I had the resources with some of the people say and do things about me, I would bury them. I wouldn't give up till they were homeless bound. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Feel that surf in your face, don't you? Sand whipping you around. You're looking out there into the waves. I'm Joe with Senior Host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, that you spend online, on the air, with your local station. And you got to let your local station know to carry the show. Please let the local station know to carry the show. I don't mind you listening to your smartphone, because then I can kind of track it. And yes, like the government, we can kind of track it. When you pull down the programs, the apps, excuse me. So, let the local station know that you think they ought to carry the show. Really that simple. What was I talking about? Oh, the judge. First off, mention the flag one more time. I'm going to right now. See, you threw off my rhythm.
Sorry.
That's all right. All right. Yeah. We're giving away a great flag, okay? The flag is made here in America. It's a 3x5 flag. It's made by Grace Alley. Let me get it. Probably helps if I get it. Right? It's a 3x5 U.S. flag. It's totally embroidered. And when I say that, I mean the stars are embroidered, not printed. The stripes are embroidered, not printed. And it's real simple. Just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. 25th email I get gets the flag. But you got to allow me to use your email address, in my email blast. We're talking about the judge that called Mueller seam on the carpet for lying, for going after Trump, for like just being laser focused on going after Trump. Now, the judge has also given the government 2 weeks to hand over unredacted scope memo or provide an explanation as to why not, after prosecutors were reluctant to do so, claiming it has material that doesn't pertain to Manafort. Judge says, hey, guess what? I'll be the judge of that. House Republicans have also seen, now here it is, the FBI, the DOJ, they can't decide what they're going to give or not give. The judges give it up or else. House Republicans have also sought the full document, though the Justice Department previously released a redacted version, which includes information related to Manafort, but not much else. The charges in federal court in Virginia were on top of another round of charges in October. Manafort has pleaded not guilty to both rounds. The charges filed earlier this year included conspiracy against the United States, conspiracy to launder money, failing to register as an agent, foreign principal, and providing false statements. Earlier this year, Ellis suggested that Manafort could face life in prison and poses a substantial flight risk because of his financial means and international connections. You know, and again, I am so glad that this judge is taking these guys on. This judge is not allowing this to happen. Anyway, Seattle. Now, we've talked about this a million times, right? And it's an older/updated story. Because recently we found out that there are more, and we knew it was going to hurt, you know, the restaurants, the mom-and-pop scenarios and what have you. Those small stores you never really think about, you know? I don't even know if they're still around, but, you know, like a 31 Flavors, where they only have a half a dozen employees. The profit margin isn't where it needs to be. These local small coffee shops, not Starbucks, but the other ones. And Seattle is big on these kind of things. Well, was. But now they have a problem, and it's getting worse. At the beginning of last summer, almost a year ago, they found that the experiment was hurting their low-wage workers, cutting earnings by almost $125 a month. In the summer of 2014, when the city council in Seattle unanimously passed a bill increasing the city's minimum wage to $15 an hour, the comment was made that no city or state has gone this far. We are headed in the uncharted territory. No kidding. In some cases, it doubled. I've told you guys a million times, when you have a small business and you have your salary set, you know what it costs you to survive. And if it's a small restaurant with 5 or 6 employees and you're paying them like $8 an hour, and then the city forces you to go to 15, that pretty much doubles. You've got to get rid of somebody, maybe even 2 people. You can't afford it. The dollars aren't there. The dollars aren't moving in. Now, Councilmember Sally Clark said the city of Seattle, to its credit, actually made some effort to chart the waters as they went, funding an ideological diverse research team at the University of Washington. The members range from Jacob Vigdor, who is a fellow at the conservative Manhattan Institute, to Hillary Webbing, a graduate student who used to be a fellow at the left-wing Economics Policy Institute. Now, the law raises the wage in stages. And they studied it that way. The result of the first jump, 947 to 11. It's $1.50 an hour, people. It's a lot of money. Right? It seemed to show that the effects of the earnings were pretty small, an increase of about $72 every 3 months. Well, there you go. There's enough money for you to rent your own apartment, isn't it? At that low wage, employment declined slightly, In the long-running battle over the effects of minimum wage, the paper didn't offer much ammunition for either side. Now the question is acquire a little sizzle, right? Now, University of Washington is not the only school studying this experiment. UC Berkeley is now studying it. They indicate the policy achieved its goal. Employment in food service, however, was not affected, even among the limited service restaurants. Funny how Berkeley said it was fine. University of Washington, not so much. Our results show that wages in food services did increase, indicating that the policy achieved its goal. Employment in food services, however, was not affected. Even the limited service restaurants, many of them franchisees, who the policy was most binding. Now, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray seemed to be ecstatic at the news. He was excited. He said that the policy raised food workers' pay without negative impact on employment. The data that showed up a few days later gave ammunition to the mayor's opposition. The University of Washington released its second study. This one covered the increase from 11 to 13. Wow, $2 in one clip. Right, these laws are usually put in place by people who've never owned a business in their lives. And the study found huge effects. For every 1% increase in the hourly wage, low-wage workers saw a 3% reduction in the number of hours worked. As a result, they lost about 125 earning a month. So they went from getting a bump of $72 every quarter, every 90 days, to losing 125 a month. Right? I mean, if you think about it, small businesses only have so much of a profit margin. They can only pay workers so much money. Something has to hurt. Something has to be pulled back. Mayor Murray did not have an infographic ready for his study. Instead, he simply retweeted the infographic from the old one. He says, this is hardly the first time we've had dueling studies. We see this kind of stuff all the time. And you have to look at the people that are putting the study together, the questions they were asked, how they pulled information together. Right? Now, Kruger's famous study involved an increase in the minimum wage from $4.25 an hour to $5.05. That was a significant increase, about 18%. But Seattle's minimum wage had already been increased 37%, and it has another 20 to go. What do you think that's going to do for businesses up there? I'm sure it'll help them flourish now, won't it? Now, Trump has no idea what he's doing, right? Oh, God bless. You know, I look at this stuff and I think that they hate him so much. They're really true. They hate him so much. Seriously. Did you see that?
There's 25.
I don't even have to count them. Oh, God. All right, Carla, you can stop now. Carla Sammons is the one that won the flag, hands down. I think she's got nothing to do. I think she's got a one-page email. I don't care. I'm okay with that. I said, send as many as you want. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll sit on the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Carla, stop sending them. You win. You got it. If you hit 40, I'm taking it back. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me listening to the show, being involved. And please, be involved and be engaged. You know, you learn, I learn. And I'm very interested, very, very, very interested in what you guys have to say. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Do some of your own homework over the weekend. Look up some of these stories. See how they're affecting you, how they're affecting your life. And again, 855-REAL-JOE. Write it down for future use. Pull down the application. And when I say the app, you know what I'm talking about. Android and Apple. Makes it a lot easier for you to listen to the show, be involved, be engaged. Hey, be careful. Have a great weekend, and God bless.